the plane will take off, or if you're going to actually have to
produce this thing. Archives of American Art, Smithsonian Institution, an interview with Robert Colescott in the artist's studio, home studio in Tucson, Arizona, or on the outskirts, I guess, of Tucson. This is the first session in what we hope will be a little series of interviews over time. The interviewer for the archives is Paul Carlstrom, and the date is April 14th, 1999. This is tape one, side A. Well, this is good. We finally did it. We tried this a year ago, and it didn't work, and I'm delighted to be here now. At lunch, we were talking about, at least for me, a number of interesting issues, any one of which would probably be productive for starting this interview. But I think what I would like to do is place you a bit before getting into a particular topic, and that topic will be about issues of race and identity in the visual arts, your own experience and maybe your observations on the circumstances of being an artist of color and certain, what should we say, limits or perhaps demands that seem to be imposed or expected. Trying to create this kind of balance between individual creative expression and then a sense of identity and community. But if we could just hold that a minute, maybe you can be percolating, that could be percolating. Why don't you just fill us in on your own specific background, the people you come from, where you were born, and maybe some early art education.
Well, I was born in Oakland, California in 1925. And my parents had come from New Orleans in 1919. My dad was in World War I and had been in France with the 92nd Division, which was a black unit in France. And then when he got back to his old job on the railroad, he was a waiter on the Southern Pacific, and he decided to move west, and he ended up in Oakland because it was the end of the rail line, and he couldn't go any farther than that. Heading north and west, then to go to Oakland, which was the headquarters for Southern Pacific Company. And so he and my mother had decided to come to leave the South. And I think it was the initial, after World War I, it was the initial part of a great migration by black people out of the South. And so that was exactly, they were part of that first move, that first migration. They'd both been educated in segregated schools. They both went to black schools in New Orleans. And my mother had taught in the colored schools in New Orleans. She taught for a year before she got married, and then, of course, there was no teachers were not rehired if they married.
Really?
Yeah, they were supposed to be virgins.
Oh, because otherwise they would be bad influences on the students.
I don't know exactly how that works, but the women probably in most cases, in most of the states, and it certainly was true in New Orleans, that married women.